This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Billy Ed Wright. Date of birth, November the 17th, 1962. Case ID number is 592-4984. Date of exam, August the 17th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Su Clinica Familiar, Santa Rosa Family Practice, dated 6/21/2023. Identifying information, this is a 60-year-old married male with two children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of diabetes mellitus type 2 with diabetic polyneuropathy, comma, high blood pressure / hypertension, comma, and hypercholesterolemia. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in 2020, where he worked as a maintenance man and also construction for 45 years. During that time, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in an apartment with his family, and his wife is working. He is not receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegation number one, diabetes mellitus with diabetic polyneuropathy. Number two, high blood pressure / hypertension. And number three, hypercholesterolemia. History of allegations, number one, diabetes mellitus type 2 with polyneuropathy. The claimant states that in 2016, he was diagnosed with diabetic polyneuropathy and diabetes mellitus type 2. The claimant was having symptoms of polyphagia, comma, nocturia, comma, and a weight loss of 30 pounds. He denies any problems with polyuria or blurred vision. The claimant also denies any organ damage such as retinopathy, comma, nephropathy, comma, or cardiovascular disease. He does appear to have a diabetic polyneuropathy with symptoms consistent with a probable cerebral vascular accident, which has been diagnosed as idiopathic progressive polyneuropathy coming from his diabetes. CT scans and MRIs were negative. The claimant drags his left foot, and he does have left hemiparesis / plegia with decreased balance, decreased cognitive function, but and normal vision. He complains also of left facial weakness, dysarthria, mild dysphagia, decreased memory, and increased confusion. He denies any seizure or syncopal episodes. He is presently taking metformin, 1,000 milligrams BID, for his diabetes, and aspirin, 81 milligrams QD, for his circulation. His initial hemoglobin A1C was 11.9%. His last hemoglobin A1C was 8.4%, which is poorly controlled. He was diagnosed with diabetes mellitus type 2, non-insulin dependent, with either prominent idiopathic progressive polyneuropathy secondary to diabetes or probable cerebral vascular accident. Allegation number two, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2016, he was having chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, frontal headaches, comma, but no blurred vision. He denies any myocardial infarction, but does possibly have had a small stroke. His last creatinine level was 1.06, which is normal. His blood pressure at this visit was 191 over 101 mmHg, which is very high. He is presently taking lisinopril 30 milligrams POQD and does not appear to be very well controlled. Allegation number three, hypercholesterolemia. The claimant states that in 2016, he was diagnosed with hypercholesterolemia. He is presently on atorvastatin 40 milligrams POQD. He denies any myocardial infarction, but more likely than not has had a cerebrovascular accident, according to physical exam. His last LDL was 39, which is very low. His physician has told him that he is very well controlled with his medications at this time. Limitations, the claimant is able to walk 60 feet. However, he has to drag his left leg, in order to get around. He can stand for 15 minutes. He states he can climb one flight of stairs with the rail, but it takes him a long time, secondary to the problems with his left leg. He is unable to squat or bend over to pick up clothes. The claimant is right-handed dominant and can write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, and lift approximately 5 pounds with the right hand. He is unable to open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, or button his clothes at this time. He has an assistive device, which is a cane, that he has to use at all times. His physician is Dr. Miguel Tamez. The claimant is presently taking gabapentin, 600 milligrams TID, and methocarbinol, 750 milligrams TID, for pain, which he states does give him some relief. His physical activities include sleeping, comma, watching TV, comma, doing lighthouse work, comma, cooking, comma, doing the laundry sometimes, comma, and occasionally trying to climb the stairs. The claimant has tried to do physical activity, hoping that his condition will resolve for his left hemiparesis plasia. Family history. Father died at the age of 78 from a myocardial infarction. He also had a cerebrovascular accident and hypertension. Mother died at the age of 73 from a cerebrovascular accident. She also had a myocardial infarction. He has a brother who died at the age of 46 from a myocardial infarction and hypertension. Medications, atorvastatin, 40 milligrams QD, metformin, 1,000 milligrams BID, aspirin, 81 milligrams QD, lisinopril, 30 milligrams QD, gabapentin, 600 milligrams TID, methocarbinol, 750 milligrams TID. Medical problems, hypertension, comma, left hemiparesis / plasia, secondary to a probable right infarct, non-insulin dependent diabetes type 2, hyperlipidemia, comma, history of a prolapsed lumbar vertebra, questionable severe diabetic peripheral neuropathy on the left side versus idiopathic progressive polyneuropathy or cerebrovascular accident. Social history, tobacco. The claimant has a history of smoking one pack per month of cigarettes for 20 years. Alcohol, the claimant states he used to drink 12 beers every weekend for 20 years. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant did use marijuana. The last time he used it was in 2016. He denies the use of cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 97.3 Fahrenheit, weight 183 pounds, Height, 5 feet, 8 and 3/4 inches tall. BP, 202 over 115, initial one. Second reading, 191 over 101. MMHG, which is very high. Pulse, 72 beats per minute. Respiration, 18 respirations per minute. BMI, 27. General, this is a 60-year-old male who appears to be much older than his stated age and is in mild acute distress. He also appears to be not a very reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. His wife needed to give most of the history. The claimant appears to have had a stroke. However, he has been told that he has diabetic polyneuropathy, HEENT. Could you drop down to Snellen vision? OD uncorrected is 20/20. Pinhole is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/25. Pinhole is 20/25. Binocular uncorrected is 20/20. Could you please drop down to abdomen? After the last sentence, the left side of his abdomen has muscle weakness and does not contract as the right side does. Could you please drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert, but was not completely oriented, times three, and had fairly poor eye contact with me. His speech was decreased and not fluent, and his mood was appropriate for the time. He did not have very clear thought processes, and his memory was poor. Concentration was fair, and he was oriented to time, place, person, and situation, but had difficulty remembering. Reflexes of the patella and ankle were 3+ bilaterally, as well as increased reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you drop down to cranial nerves? The claimant appears to have problems with the 5th and 7th cranial nerves and possible cranial nerves 10 through 12. Yeah, he does have difficulty in swallowing and sometimes chokes on water. Cerebellar function. The claimant's gait was asymmetric, slow, unsteady, and ontalgic. The claimant did come with an assisted device, which is a cane that he uses at all time. The claimant was unable to walk around the exam room without the device, and he did not attempt to walk around the room without the device. His hand-eye coordination was poor, and finger-to-nose was abnormal. Heel tension exam was abnormal, and the Romberg sign was positive. Muscular skeletal. The claimant had left-sided palpable muscle spasms and tenderness. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or other deformity was noted. There appears to be left upper and lower extremity atrophy of the extremities. There is normal range of motion of the cervical spine. However, the claimant has abnormal range of motion of the thoracic and lumbar spine and was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the right upper and lower extremities. However, the claimant does have abnormal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings of the left upper and lower extremities. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees on the right side and 70 degrees on the left. And in the supine position, it was 80 degrees on the right side and 30 degrees on the left. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch throughout the body, especially for the left upper and lower extremity. There is abnormal range of motion and strength of the left knee, but normal range of motion of the right. The claimant was unable to squat and get up on his own. Difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant had difficulty in getting up and down from the exam table and needed assistance to come down from the table. The claimant was unable to walk on his heels and toes and had difficulty walking at a normal tandem rate and dragged his left foot and leg. He could not stand on one foot bilaterally and was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices, he requires a cane at all times for support. Neurological exam. Grip strength was plus 3 over 5 for the left hand and plus 5 over 5 for the right. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were not grossly intact, and the claimant appears to have some problems with 9, 10, 11, and 12 cranial nerves. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were increased at plus 3. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was abnormal, especially for the left upper and lower extremity and the left facial area. There is evidence of muscle wasting of the left upper and lower extremity and muscle spasms. Muscle strength was plus 5 over 5 for the right upper and lower extremity and plus 3 over 5 for the left upper and lower extremities. Fine and dexterous finger control is abnormal for the left hand, but normal for the right. X-rays of the lumbar sacral spine, no acute findings, functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is moderately restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects with the right hand, but not with the left. The claimant does hear but does not speak well, secondary to mild dysarthria. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone, and tissue destruction in the form of left-sided hemiparesis plasia with atrophy noted of the left upper and lower extremities. He is unable to heel, toe, and tandem walk normally. He drags the left leg. There is abnormal grip strength of the left hand and normal grip strength of the right at plus 5 over 5 and plus 3 over 5 for the left hand. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is restricted for the left hand and upper extremity, but normal for the right upper extremity. On examination, the claimant does show muscle wasting and fatigue of the left upper and lower extremity. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields or in his visual acuity. He is unable to communicate without limitations at this time and does have some mild dysarthria and does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment secondary to a left upper and lower hemiparesis plasia with decreased cognitive function, memory, dysarthria, and decreased ability to communicate. Probable diagnoses. Number one, diabetes mellitus type 2 with severe diabetic polyneuropathy. Confirm with physical examination and medical records. The claimant's last hemoglobin A1C was 8.4%, which is borderline and could be better. There's a question of whether he has a diabetic polyneuropathy or idiopathic polyneuropathy. versus a cerebral vascular accident secondary to a left upper and lower extremity hemiparesis slash plasia. Number two, high blood pressure, hypertension, confirmed with physical examination, poorly controlled. Blood pressure was 191 over 101 mmHg. It is being treated, but it's not well controlled at this time. Number three, hypercholesterolemia, being treated at this time. The claimant states that he is well controlled with his cholesterol. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Billy Ed Wright.